Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Worldview is brought to you by 91. Isn't it time to change how you see investing? Visit 91.com for more. Adam, good morning. I'm curious, did you undertake any tertiary education? And if not, my question really is, actually, you don't even have to answer the tertiary one. Tertiary or secondary? What value does traditional education present to you? I have four options for you. Is it the curriculum? Is it the teacher or lecturer? Is it your network? Or is it the childhood time to think?
I think it's the learning to think. I mean, believe it or not, I didn't think I'd have made much sense before I went to university. I think it's the think.
That would be tragic. What would we have done?
The only thing is, I'd say, is that in this day and age, given everything that's happened, I wonder if I would still go to university now, knowing how much debt I'd go into do it. When I went to university in the UK, it was essentially free. And now, would I, if it wasn't absolutely professional job orientated, I'm not sure. So I probably would have done something different anyway, but... Do you know, I would still end up talking to you in the morning, whether you like it or not.
Yeah, you're damn right, brother. So would I. So it's funny you should say that. So the point here is there are two things that have changed into the now. The one is, of course, as you rightly say, the cost that has completely changed. I mean, it has become a completely elitist, capitalist, exclusionary good. But then on this other side is this, it's funny because it ties into the capitalist project, is that the jobs that are available to us without it are much more plentiful, so much more lucrative, right? The tech billionaires are not university graduates, actually, in the main.
No, that's true. Overall, although of course they tend to be quite specifically tech orientated, and therefore that they, you know, whether they're learning their computers in a back bedroom or not. I was never someone to sit in a back bedroom learning computers.
Yeah, but Adam, that's my point. So I don't need the traditional kind. I need a hobby kind of learning. I need to learn something I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
Or it's interesting. I'm going to tell the listeners the outcome of my poll on Twitter at the end of the show. But amongst those questions that I asked you, it turns out that their network mattered, right? So I'm a dropout from Harvard. That's both Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates. It's different to be a dropout from Harvard versus a dropout from UCT. It's different.
Well, exactly. And I think, therefore, being a dropout from an elite college, university, school even, probably gives you more network than just being a normal person,
correct,
if you know what I mean.
Correct. And so that's the value that they got there. And being able to say it. No, I was at Harvard and I even left them. I don't care.
Yes.
That's a big deal.
They were too slow for me.
Yeah. That's a big deal. That's a big deal.
I wanted to be a billionaire quickly.
Correct. Yes. Okay. Not so much luck for a basketball player, I'm afraid. 9 years in jail have been, we were talking about this at the start of the show. Brittany Griner has found herself with a 9-year sentence. I'm curious to know what your sense is about this from a political perspective.
Well, that's it, isn't it? It's the political perspective, the pawn in a bigger game aspect, which is perhaps a little troubling. And in particular, the fact that the United States seems to be offering a convicted arms dealer, a guy known as the Merchant of Death, who's doing 25 years in an American jail, and they would offer Victor Bout up as a prisoner exchange, essentially, for Brittany Griner. That seems odd, but I suppose it is the way of the world. Also that Joe Biden has waded in saying that it's unacceptable to be given such a term and et cetera. And I'm thinking, I think the other way round, somebody possessing and smuggling illegal drugs, and in Russia, cannabis oil counts very much as an illegal drug. If it happened in America, I'm not sure that they would be showing leniency. So got to be a bit careful about how pointing the finger at Russian justice and saying, hang on a moment, this is all injustice. She perhaps did a really daft thing. She admitted that she'd perhaps made a mistake. But 9 years in jail for making a mistake. In fact, my wife and I were just talking about making mistakes yesterday and how you get penalized in the modern world constantly.
Yeah.
You park in the wrong place. You know, you go a fraction too fast. You don't send your tax return back in time. All that stuff you get penalized for. So I suppose this is altogether a rather more stupid mistake. But 9 years in jail, maybe that's harsh, but as I say, I think America would have gone down the same tack with a Russian basketball player.
I think they had to get 9 years so that they could quantify the exchange.
So, yeah. Yes, that probably is it.
That's it.
Yeah.
So we can say like for like with the other two. Yeah. All right. And then confiscating turbans. What's happening at the American border?
Yeah, this is human rights advocates who are stepping forward on this. A number of human rights groups are saying, hang on a moment, what are you doing? And what's happening is that at this stage, nothing officially confirmed. But a number of complaints to human rights groups and human rights lawyers getting involved that the turbans of Sikh asylum seekers are confiscated at the border, and specifically at the U.S.-Mexico border. There's been quite a flood of migrants from all sorts of countries, but in particular from India over the past few months at the U.S.-Mexico border. It seems a very long way around to go, but we know there have been. Do you remember that poor family who froze to death walking from Canada into the United States?
Yes.
They were from India originally. According to America's Civil Liberties Union, confiscating turbans violates federal law, not least religious freedom. It should not be happening. But it is thought 50 have had their religious headgear taken away. And, of course, the point with turbans is it's not a jaunty hat or an affectation. It is part of Sikhism. It requires men to wear turbans and not cut their hair. So I get that if you turned up at any border in the world, they want you to turn out your pockets. Maybe they want to scan your turban. Maybe you go off to one side and have to unravel it. I'm not sure that's brilliant, but still. But the idea that you just take it on your way without it, I mean, honestly, what could a Sikh be hiding in a turban, for goodness sake, anyway?
We know what this is. Adam, we've experienced it too long. You know, I didn't mind in Hong Kong when they told me to turn up my weave. I did not mind. But it's not a religious piece of headgear. Like, we know what this is. Anyways, moving forward, Iceland's erupting volcano once again.
Yes. I'm glad you said once again, because you do get that feeling of, hang on a moment, we've had this before. It's not quite the same one, because the volcano that's now erupting, spewing a bit of ash and smoke out, but in particular molten lava. So it's a very pretty picture, and indeed the good people of Reykjavik are going to go and see this erupting volcano. It's sort of erupting slowly and relatively quietly. But it hasn't done it for 800 years. Fagradalsfjall, I believe, is its name. Apologies to any Icelandic listeners. It's about 30 k's from Reykjavik, so it's suddenly an instant tourist attraction. And, of course, what you may or may not be remembering is the eruption of Eyjafjallajökull in 2010. Apologies again. Eyjafjallajökull sent huge clouds of ash and dust into the atmosphere. It forced 100,000 flights across the Northern Hemisphere to be grounded, I mean, in particular in Europe, but it affected North America and even parts of Asia as well. So there's a distinct feeling of, oh no, here we go again. I mean, we've only just had a pandemic. We've only just had planes going back into the skies. The idea that an erupting Fagradalsfjall could do this to us, oh boy.
You sound like I do when I say epidemiological, but I had 2 years to practice. Adam, I'm going to leave it at that. It's unfortunate, but I'm going to leave it at that. Happy Friday, and don't burn in the fire and brimstone of volcanoes.
I'm staying clear of Iceland.
Good stuff. All right, then. Adam Gilchrist in London with your worldview.